Blog Talk Radio.
I would like you to help me just welcome this great worshiper by the name of Jekalen Carr.
Yeah.
Father, you're telling me yes. You want to lift up your voice and tell the Lord yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Somebody tell him yes.
Preparing me for greater.
refreshing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Bigger than the prophesied. stripes on your back makes you bigger. The stripes on your back, they make you bigger. They make you bigger. Your blood makes you bigger. Your love makes you bigger. You overcame death, and that makes you bigger. That makes you bigger. You want to open up your mouth right here and begin to tell God tonight.
Henderson, our host today. Ladies and gentlemen, is evangelist Jackie Mays. We're excited about you being with us today. We better give God some praise for the wonderful selections today. In Jesus' mighty name, yeah. Amen. Amen. Some powerful, powerful songs to the Word of God. In the Word of God, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. This is Straight to the Point. Let's get the Lord a hand cup of praise as we get ready to go to Evangelist Jackie Mays.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Vaughn. Praise God, everybody. What an awesome, awesome, awesome day it is. What an awesome night. Amen. To be here tonight on Straight to the Point. A great big God bless you. A great big God bless you to each and every one of you. We thank God for our song selections tonight. To Kaylin Carr, Do It, Lord. My God, Do It, Lord. And he's bigger than that. Bigger than that. To Kaylin Carr, we want to give homage unto her. Mighty, powerful young woman of God. I'm telling you, them pipes on her. Woo, my God. But we do thank God for that. We thank God for all of you that have joined us tonight. We want to give homage unto Dr. Henderson, the visionary of Straight to the Point. We thank God for her. We bless the name of the Lord for her. For those of you that are joining us for the very first time, amen. Amen. For those of you that are joining us for the very first time, this is a prophetic broadcast where we deal with real issues here. Amen. God is always moving on this line. The truth is always expounded on this line, and we do thank God for this opportunity, this brand new month of 2022. We're already in on the 17th day. How about that, folks? We're already here on the 17th day of January. Amen. We thank God for Dr. Vaughn tonight, always on point. God bless you, sir. Thank you so very much for your service. Thank you so very much. Amen. Listen, we're not going to prolong the time tonight. I'm going to jump right in. I'm not going to be before you long tonight. I do thank God for another day and another opportunity, because this is the day that the Lord has made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. Regardless, that's right, that's right. Regardless of what is going on or not going on, we are rejoicing in this day, because this is the day, my God, that the Lord has made. Amen. And so we're so grateful and so honored to be able to be included in his plan for this day. For this day that he have included us in, we do want to thank and praise God for that. We give honor and glory unto God today. Above all, we honor and we reverence him, because if it was not for the Lord, I'm telling you, I don't even want to know where I would be. Amen. So tonight we're going to talk about divine purpose. We're going to talk about divine purpose tonight, and I'm not going to be before you long tonight, but I do want to address some of the questions that I've been hearing, that has been coming, you know, about why was I created, what am I here for, what am I to accomplish while I'm here on earth. I don't know about you, but you ever ask yourself any questions like that? You ever hear anybody that, you know, ask those questions? When I want to talk about your divine purpose on tonight. Your divine purpose declares why you exist. It defines your life not in terms of what you and I think, but what God thinks. I'm going to say that again. Your divine purpose declares why do you exist. And it defines your life not in the terms of what you think, what I think, but what God thinks. See, God designed all of us and created all of us for a divine purpose here on this earth. In Jeremiah 1:5, the scripture says, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." Now, we know he's speaking to Jeremiah here, but we can also take this scripture onto us personally, that all were born of God and created by God. And he said, before I even formed thee, he said, I knew thee. And what this word knew means is that I've already established you. He said, and before thou even came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you. I separated you unto myself. In other words, I claimed you. I put my stamp on you. And so God, we know that God brought us here for a purpose, a divine purpose. And I talked about the questions that you might have. Why was I created? Why am I here? What am I here to do? And you have a purpose here. John 4:34. Let's go there. John 4:34 says, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. This work that he's talking about here is to finish God's work. That was the of Jesus for coming, is to finish the work of his Father. Now, I want you to take note to that. Finish his work. So God started something, passed the baton down to Jesus. Jesus passed it down to us. So the purpose is here. We're still here with the same purpose, to finish God's work. Come on, somebody. And so what we've come here to do is to finish God's work. We come to finish what God have already started. And so we have that baton now. It's been passed along unto us. And so we must finish the kingdom work here on earth. John 14:12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Why? Because I go unto my Father. So this is Jesus here again talking to the disciples. And he said, he's passing that baton along, telling them, you have to finish the work. And so God started it. Jesus picked up where God left off at. We pick up where Jesus left off at. He said, now I want you to go and do greater than I've done. And many people argue about that, about what the greater means. But the greater means, because Jesus said, I'm getting ready to go. I'm getting ready to go into my Father. So I'm leaving y'all in charge now to finish the God work. Come on, somebody. Finish the God work. Okay, so he left it in our hands to carry on the divine purpose and the will of the Father. So we're here to carry on the will of the Father. Now, in order for us to carry out our divine purpose, there's some things we're going to need, you guys. We're going to need his Spirit. We're going to need his Spirit to be able to carry out. John 3:5 says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So in other words, he cannot enter into his divine purpose, which is the will of God. So we have to be born of the Spirit. He's talking to Nicodemus here. Nicodemus' question was, how can I be born again? Shall I enter a second time into my mother's womb? And he's letting them know, that's not the born I'm talking about. I'm talking about you got to be born of my Spirit, so that you can carry out your divine purpose. There has to be a connection between you and the Spirit. There has to be a connection between you and the Spirit so that there can be communication. If you cannot hear and you cannot get instructions from God, you don't know what your divine purpose is. You don't know what your divine assignment is. So you have to have the Spirit of God. John 10:27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So another thing you're going to have is you're going to have an ear to, it's going to allow you to be able to hear what the Spirit is saying and what instructions he's giving you to do the will of the Father, to carry out your divine purpose. And another thing that you're going to need is obedience. It's one thing to hear, but the connecting component here is going to be obedience. Obedience, because even after you hear your instructions, hear your assignment, and hear what it is that God have designed you to do, you have to be able to obey. John 8:29, it says, "For he that sent me is with me. The Father have not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him." So God is with you. He's with you to help you and to assist you to complete what he has already finished. That is the divine purpose for you being here created on this earth. Everybody came here with a purpose. If you made it to the planet Earth, come on, you have a divine purpose for being here. You didn't just accidentally show up here. You didn't just accidentally by happen be here. God purposely and intended for you to be here. He purposely intended for you to be here, regardless of how you may have entered here. Some people say things like, "I was a mistake. I wasn't supposed to be here. I was, you know, maybe born through a bad situation of rape or something or another like that." If you made it to planet Earth, you were planned to be here by God. To that, my God, that you are here today. God purposely planned for you to come to planet Earth to serve a divine purpose here in the earth, which is the will of his Father. Now, we know Jesus, when Jesus had to come through with his divine purpose for being here, Jesus had to go and pray. He said, "Let me go pray, because this divine purpose that I am here and the assignment that I have to do is kind of weighty and it's kind of heavy, you know." So he went away and he prayed. He prayed and he prayed and he prayed. The Bible says he went away three times alone by himself to pray, to get his spirit and his body and his soul and his mentality lined up with the plan and the will of his Father. And so at the end, he gave in to everything that he wanted, and he said, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will be done, the will of our Father." And so we're no greater than our Master, Jesus Christ. And so we, too, have to go away sometime alone by ourselves and really get in the face of God and really put aside our flesh and our own will and what we want, our own self. See, we've been bought with the price. We're not our own. We're not our own. We belong to someone. God is our Father. And so when Jesus made up his mind, soul, and body to obey the will of the Father, he said, "Not my will, but thine will be done." See, God's gonna get his way. God's going to get his will. He's going to get his will. And so we have to be willing to obey the instructions that we receive. So we have to have that connection in order to be able to hear even what the Spirit is saying to us so that we can obey the Spirit. So you have to be born again. You have to be born of the water and of the Spirit so that you can have that divine connection, so that you can know what your divine purpose is. Romans 8:14. I'm almost done. Romans 8:14 says, "For as many as are led by what? By the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." So we have to have the Spirit of God to be able to be led by him. And we have to be willing and obedient to be led by him. You know, amen. And so we have to work out, our own soul salvation. Every day we have to be working on ourselves, eliminating ourselves, discarding things that hinders us from hearing clearly, discarding things that is a hindrance to us from obedience unto the Father. So the Bible says, work out your own soul salvation. So we have to work on ourselves on a daily basis, eliminating things, discarding things,
seeking the kingdom of God, seeking God, getting serious. Yes, amen. This is a time to get serious concerning your divine purpose. Get serious concerning your divine purpose. Whatever you have to do to work on yourself, get really serious about it in this day and time. Because I think one of the worst things that we can do is, number one, is to miss heaven and to go to hell. Number two is to show up in heaven still packed. Come on. Never came to earth and unpacked that bag of your divine purpose. Why were you here? What did you come here for? What are you going to be remembered for? So this is a time and a season to really be searching and working out. Working out. Work at what's going on in you. You know, if you carry pride and that's a hindrance for you to do the things of the Lord, then you need to work on that seriously. This is a time to get really honest and downright just serious and honest with yourself. Take yourself into a closet somewhere. Take yourself into the mirror somewhere and get real serious with yourself. Tell the truth and be honest with yourself. What is holding me up? What is hindering me? Ask God to reveal unto you everything that's blocking your divine purpose, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit will begin to reveal things that are blocking, things that are hindering, things that are stagnating you. And then you begin to work on those things. It takes work to get your flesh to die out. It takes prayer. It takes fasting. It takes a willingness to be obedient unto the things and the will of the Father. It takes a breaking. It takes an elimination. It takes a discarding sometime of different company. Sometime it may be simply just you got the wrong connections, the wrong people in your life at this time. Not saying nothing wrong with the people. It's just not a right fit for you at this time for what God is trying to get you to. Because God have created you with a divine purpose to come here on earth to complete a divine assignment. And so you want to be looking at yourself. Work on yourself. Work on yourself. Work on the flesh. Work on the spirit. We know in Galatians 5, I believe it talks about the fruits of the spirit and the works of the flesh. Look into that mirror and see where you fall at. See where you need some work at. And begin to work on those weak areas. Work on those areas that is not contributing to your divine purpose here on earth. And so that you may have that connection to the Holy Spirit, that you may hear what the Spirit is saying and the instructions that the Spirit is giving you for your divine purpose here on this earth. God bless you. You have been listening to Straight to the Point. We thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. For this week, for this season, divine purpose. Divine purpose. God bless you all. We're going to open up the lines for anyone. You know, let me just do this. Let me just do this before I turn it back over to Dr. Gwan. We want to pray for those of you that are listening. We want to pray for God to, for you to really get in this season consecrated and really get in tune with the Holy Spirit. Really get in tune and sharpen up your edges there so that you'll be able to hear what it is that the Spirit is saying unto you. Amen. So let me just pray over us all that we would this year, in this season, become more serious about our divine purpose here in the earth. Dear Heavenly, Eternal, Most Heavenly God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you for this message. We thank you, Father God, for your divine purpose for us. We thank you for your will that you have for us. Father, we thank you, God, as we come to you now seeking you, God, Father, we put it all at your feet, God, that you would show us, God, what we need to work on, Father. Reveal unto us, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, where we are falling short at, that we may work on it, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may rise up to the occasion that you, God, have designed for us, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for each and every one that is listening. Father, I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you begin to do a work. Father, you said that you will finish the work that you have begun. Hallelujah. So, Father, we avail ourselves unto you. We open ourselves unto you to have your way in our life, God. Do whatever you have to do, God, to line us up with your word, to line us up with our divine purpose, Father, that we may bring glory unto the Father in this time of our life, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we praise you today. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Anything, God, that you cannot use, Father, we relinquish permission for you to discard it in the name of Jesus. Father, and we bring to us, God, those things that will enhance us to align with your divine purpose for our life. And we thank you, and we praise you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you all. I wish you well this year. I wish you increase. Amen. I wish you abundance. I wish the heavens would open up and pour out on you this year a double portion in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Dr. Miles.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist. What a powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. The topic is Dr. Dolores T. Henderson, your wonderful host today, ladies and gentlemen, the Evangelist Jackie Mays. Sister Jackie, I tell you, you hit it right on the nail today about the word of the Lord. Nobody is here by accident. Everybody is here for purpose.
Amen.
Amen. They are here for purpose. Amen. And I love the fact that you talked about we must be about our Father's business, ladies and gentlemen. And Sister Jackie, we got to encourage everybody. Playtime has been over. It's been over for
recess
a long time.
Recess is over.
Definitely playtime is over now.
Recess is over.
Yes, it is. It's time to get to the nitty-gritty of the word. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to really walk into your calling, your need. But Evangelist talked about that today, ladies and gentlemen, that you got to know, you got to get into the word. It may require fasting. It may require prayer. It may require whatever your means of getting in touch with the Spirit of the Lord. You must dive deeper into God's word, ladies and gentlemen. You must dive deeper. Thank you so much, Evangelist. I'll let you close it out before we go to song.
Amen. God bless you all. We thank you so very much for joining in. We thank you for listening. We thank you if you're the ones that are calling and listening back to the playback. I pray that your spirit is open to the will of the Father, that you would let God just come in and direct your life and orchestrate your life and have his way so that he may get the glory out of your life. And let me just say, as Dr. Vaughn hit that note there about you're not a mistake, you're not an accident. You made it. It's on purpose. God intended for you to make it, and God has plans for your life. Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, and they are not evil. They are not evil. So I want to encourage somebody today to let you know you have purpose. You have purpose to be here on earth, and God bless you all. We thank you so very much. We thank Dr. Henderson for the opportunity to come on to expound the word of the Lord and to those of you that are listening and have joined us. We really appreciate you. We thank you so very much. God bless you all. Have a great night. Listen, always forgive and forgive quickly. Love and love hard. And always, always, always pray. God bless you.
I demanded my right because of my pride. But from now on, I want you right. Yet so wrong. Oh, Jesus, here is my prayer. Oh, I thought it was right, but from now on, this is my cry to you. I need you to do it, Lord. Please let your will be done. Oh, against my will, yeah.
Do it.
Evangelist Jackie Mays, thank you so much for joining us. We're excited about what God is doing in your life. And remember that Jesus is Lord. There's no one like our God, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give him another round of applause as we let you guys go. Have a great day and take care of yourselves now. God bless you. This is Straight to the Point. God bless you.